Yeah, I haven't worn that. I don't stand in the middle of the road for.
I'm not in the middle of the road. I'm on the pavement. We'll go back if you keep it on.
Please let us go back.
No, because I was expecting something. And I wanted to go for a walk. I'm just annoyed that we can't take Niall because I've got to go through it all again now on audio boo. He's got into the habit the last couple of days of going to the toilet in the garden because we have the door open. And now he's refusing to use his run today. So I've left him at home because if he doesn't go before he comes out, he will just mess me around, walk really slowly. He won't go in the gutter and he will just, when he's really desperate and he can't hold it any longer, just stop on the middle of the pavement. And then I've got to faff around picking it up and I can't be bothered to deal with it because it's not necessary. So he came running to the door. I gave him so many chances. I took him out and took him out and took him out and he refused to use the run. I've never had a problem with him refusing to use it like that before. So that's his own fault, I'm afraid. And he's going to miss a nice walk in the park because that's where we're going. So I'm not going to record the whole of this journey because it's boring along this main road. So I think I'll pause it now and I will resume. I haven't dropped anything, have I, darling? Well, I think I'll try and put it in my pocket there. I hope I haven't turned it off. Right, we're just going into the park now and I feel quite sad. You can't really hear the river, I don't think, because of the traffic. It's quite sad to have no dogs. But never mind. We couldn't bring Yusuf because we're going to the Nugent Centre and we're going to Costa Coffee or Costa or somewhere and we couldn't take Yusuf in there.
Because he's a Muslim?
No, not because he's a Muslim. Because he's a little pet runt. Yes, I said runt. It's very peaceful in here, isn't it?
It's quiet.
It's nice. It's very humid today.
You know, this is the Muslim fasting period, right?
Yeah.
Ramadan.
Yeah.
So if Yusuf goes in there, he's not supposed to eat, he's on fasting.
Yeah, that's true. Yusuf mustn't eat till sundown. Anyway.
I mean, that doesn't fast.
No, he doesn't fast. If he fasts, there's something wrong. That same goes for both of them. Mind you, don't drop your iPad, darling. Hold it tight. Yeah, it's quite humid today. Oh, that's one thing I don't miss. The stress of having to get him back before he sees another dog.
A bulldog in front of
us. Yeah, well, that's one thing I'm glad about. I wish we... Oh, no. And then he'll go, wah, 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 to try and get him to play. And then, all right, darling. Mind your language on audio. Boom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I wish we could find some woods near us. I don't know where there's any woods.
Passing by a chair now.
Okay, well, let's keep passing. I don't know where the nearest woods are. I think I need to look it up on, I don't know, Google Maps or something. Because we've got lots of parks and we've got fields, like a big cornfield and another field, I don't know what they plant in there, some kind of vegetation, obviously. And then this time of year, you can't really take the dogs in there because there's a little path up the side. And then the crops are right up to my top of my head. And so you lose them in there. Can you imagine Yusuf in there?
Yeah.
So...
get eaten by a squirrel.
I don't know where the only woods... I know there are lots of woods, but... they're over General's Way, my mum's way. Where I used to live. Huh? No, she won't listen to it. Because I won't share it on Facebook. You know what's going to happen on the recording? I'm going to walk like that because your coat's going to come out. I just realised you've got that coat. That's it. So I don't really know where the nearest woods are to here. Because it's much better to take the dogs in the woods because you don't get so many people. Anyway, when we get a car...
Yeah, some people are coming in front of us, don't
they? Yeah, I know, because this isn't the woods, this is a park.
Yeah, happy people walking towards us, stupid sitting over there.
Lots of people use it to cut through to the Nugent Centre like we're doing, because it's a nice walk, isn't it? It's nicer than walking along Cray High Street. Yeah. I mean, that's all right. That's okay if you can see, because there's some very nice old buildings along there, the churches and stuff, but... When I walk along there with my dad, classy geezer, he'd have me stopping and feeling all the walls, which is actually quite interesting, but I wouldn't be doing that on my own, because people would think I'd lost the plot.
You're not the one we're together. You know what I told him?
What?
I was telling him about it, came home, I know that. But I told you, he said, oh, you got some really cranky people in there. They got loose screw. You know what I call a loose screw?
Loose screw.
Yeah, they lost the screw. I was telling him, lost the whole toolbox. And then... And I said, oh, yeah, although you got some cranky people in there, you got some classic geezers in there as well. I said, what did you say? people who's got class, you know. Classic geezers in there.
I'm a classy geezer.
I felt like maybe does he know you call him classic geezer?
No, he doesn't. But, I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't know.
The thing is with him, he's got this knack. He pretends to, he says he's deaf, and most of the time he goes aye, and he doesn't hear what you say because he doesn't really want to hear it. I think he doesn't bother to listen.
I think he listens.
I think he does, and that's the thing. When we have jokes and stuff, he knows about them. So I bet he does know that we call him classy geezer. I bet he knows, because he knows everything without us telling him. He hears what he's not supposed to hear, and not what we mean him to hear. We coming up to the waterfall.
Yeah, the other one will go to the other one will stop.
Right, let's stop here and let Audio Boo hear the water. This is a man-made. We're walking along by the River Cray, which is a real river, but it's only a small one. But I don't know why. I'll have to look it up.
Loads of kid in here today.
This is why they... It's a man-made... there's a wall. It's about... Where's it up to? My chest? Not quite high up to my chest, is it?
Yeah, just below your...
Just below my bazookas. And then it's a man-made waterfall. I don't know why they did it. There was a reason. My dad...
It's a big dog. I think it's a German Shepherd, just like your other one saw the other day.
It's not the same one, is it?
It looks like it's the same one, but it's got a different person too. I think it's the same one, actually.
Has he got that funny ear that flops down?
Yeah.
What was his name?
I can't remember now.
So
you've got lots of kids in the
park.
Playground over there.
Yeah, because it's coming out of school time. They're probably coming in on their way home from school.
They've got parents with them. Not...
No, big kids. I know what you mean, little kids.
Little kids like,
well, it's because it's a nice day. When they come out of school, they probably come in here on their way home. I used to do things like that with mine. But we didn't live here then, so it wasn't to this park. But sometimes I'd say, Mum, can we go to the park? And I'd say, okay, okay. Sometimes I'd plan it in the morning if it was a nice day. I'd say we'd go to the park, and then I'd make drinks and sandwiches and bring stuff. I can't remember what that dog's name was now. A big fluffy dog, wasn't he?
What was it? It was a
German Shepherd. He's got one floppy ear.
Yeah, was it just a German Shepherd or a German Shepherd?
No, it was just
else?
A German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember his name. He was a big, really big, cuddly German Shepherd, like you get sometimes. I wouldn't mind one like that, because he was really placid. I wouldn't want one of the ones that's... Because they said I was suitable to have a German Shepherd when I was applying to get Nile. But the thing is, I said I didn't really want one, because some of them can be a bit highly strung and they can be very noisy. They go, ooh, you know, make lots of funny noises. And I thought that Yusuf and a German Shepherd would probably end up in a fight. There's more running water there, isn't it?
Yeah, but... That's grassland over there. You want to walk over there?
Just a bit nearer to the river. This is the proper river, isn't it? I'm not going to slide down into it, am I? Oh, it's got a fence anyway. So it's fenced off, is it?
Yeah.
So I love to hear that. It's a shame about all the industrial noise in the background, like cranes and things.
That's where they're doing the bread.
Yeah, I know. That's the Allied Bakeries. One day, I told you, didn't I, about 10 years ago, they found needles and bits of glass in some of the King's Mill bread from there.
From here?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't eat King's Mill bread for about 5 years after that. Because they never publicised what the problem was. And what they thought, it might be a disgruntled employee that had fallen foul of somebody, you know, had a dispute with somebody at work.
Needles and what?
Huh?
needles and what?
It's a